Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we are live. All right. Welcome, everybody, back to another edition of Chairgate. I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live once again from the Snake Pit in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, joined by my co-host, Dakota. What up, Dakota?
What's up, y'all? Dakota Drake 4, coming to you live from South Atlanta. The Georgia boy himself is here to talk everything All-Star at the North Wilkesboro Speedway. It's going to be a bloody massacre. I don't know what y'all want to hear, but batting down the hatches, it's going to be a fun one.
Let's do it.
Hey. What's up? It's Chairgate coming at you live.
Hello, come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
Fuck yeah.
You said that was from the NASCAR memes Instagram account. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good page. They're always dropping like Monday heaters.
Yeah, that's actually like it's nice to see that there's some like clever people.
Yeah,
in NASCAR social media.
NASCAR chasm. He's always like 4 days late, and he's always and everybody like thinks he's super funny. He's posted some funny stuff.
But yeah,
I'm always like
it's hit or miss.
Real original, man.
yeah, that post about Chase Elliott's teammate's return with the text over his face.
That page is funny as shit.
That's quality shit.
They're always posting savage stuff.
Yeah. It is funny that, you know, Alex Bowman is returning. Have you seen anything about that?
I saw...
Dakota is fire. Heart of Mojo.
Dakota. I saw something about... Nathan sent it today. They like NASCAR and Instagram slapped together like a little edit that they made in 5 seconds. About Alex Bowman returns Sunday, I guess. Like you could tell, like it was not what Chase Elliott's posts were.
I feel like I've never. Yeah, what up? I feel like for a long time I didn't understand what gaslighting is. Do you know what the gaslighting is?
Yeah, I've heard this from time to time.
Yeah, I've heard it and thrown around, and I haven't really understood it.
I don't think these females even really know what it means.
No, but
they hear it on a TikTok, and their friends say it on Facebook, and they're like, "Yeah, he's gaslighting me." They don't know either.
I've seen a couple Pride commercials.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Alex Bowman sponsored. I think this is kind of gaslighting. This is what I think the definition is, because it's like, am I crazy or were there not like commercials run for Chase Elliott?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, it was shoved down his throat for like 4 weeks after he was still racing. Like, if you didn't know it, you might want to come to Talladega because Chase Elliott would be there.
And viewership did tick up.
That is very. I think the proof's in the pudding that, like, oh, wow, this is real.
Yeah. I mean, or they just were advertising the shit out of him being back, so people were like, oh, I guess I'll watch. Like, what would happen if they advertised the shit out of Alex Bowman coming back? Probably nothing, because he's just a dud.
Manipulate using psychological methods into questioning their own sanity or powers of reasoning. Yeah, that's
gaslighting right there. Yeah. Where they're like, no, Alex Bowman's back, it's fine. And then it's like, well... Chase Elliott, and they're like, what? No, dude, don't worry about that.
Yeah,
they're like, I swear, dude, y'all had commercials for him. I can't show it to you right now, but I know what I saw. Let's get part of the podcast where we bash that goddamn
Michael McDumbass. Shout out C Bun. I thought he was gonna be talking about the other dart without feathers.
I know. I was worried about that. Chase off. Yeah.
Yeah, Alex will reach around. Yeah.
True.
Well, the comments are fucking heat.
Yeah. That's just the whole podcast. We're just going to be posting everybody's comments because we're like laughing at it. Yeah. Funny stuff. Alex Bowman's back. Let's see what he can do. We're going to talk about Coke 600 later in the episode. And maybe some Hendrick drivers get brought up for predictions. I don't know. We'll see.
Ooh, yeah. I think there was.
Speaking of predictions, I think I nailed one last week.
I think this is your first one of the year. It's only been two.
I remember my first. It was just last week. Yeah.
I think last year we didn't have any.
Dude, honestly, last year was a mess though with the new card and everything. But yeah, I got Larson, baby. I'm rocking some new Larson merch actually that I got.
Yeah, I see you wearing that. And for a split second, I was like, you for real? And I was like, oh yeah, dirt racing or something.
Yeah, it has the Flow sprint car on the back. So, or the Flow late model. Okay. Yeah.
See, and like when I think of Larson like that, I'm kind of like, yeah, like Larson's cool, man. Like he dirt races, he races cup cars, like he just wants to race, man. And then like I see Mr. Hendrick interviews, and then like, yeah, the hat backwards photos and like Jeff Gordon, Victory Lane. I'm like, man, fuck this.
Yeah, I mean, he's arguably more popular in dirt racing than he is in NASCAR, to be honest. I mean, yeah. He's popular in NASCAR, but he's like Dale Earnhardt. He's like Dale Jr. in dirt race. You know, it's like everybody loves him.
I finally finished the first episode of the dirt series today.
You finally? Okay. Because episode 2's out, by the way.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, you know, the first one had Larson in it. Does the second one have Larson in it? You know, doesn't it like each one's a different driver?
I do think it's supposed to focus on different drivers, but I do think he's in episode 2 as well.
Okay.
Did you not like him in it?
Super edit. No, like I watched the first half and then like I had to stop it. And then I was like, oh, let me finish that. And it was, man, it's edited so well and filmed so well. Like it made me feel like, wow, I'm super ignorant to dirt racing.
Yeah.
And I was like, and they're talking about the cars, like they're about to race a horse. And I'm like, dude, they're making dirt racing sound so bad.
I know, right? It is pretty badass.
But then I was like, I was like, why don't I watch dirt racing? And then I was like, well, I guess I could like, if, you know, if I had Flow, I could watch it all the time. But then I was like, what am I going to do? Watch these people I never heard of. But then in my head, I was like, oh, this is like NASCAR's trying to appeal to somebody that doesn't watch.
Yeah,
and wants
true.
Them to get into it and watch it. But in my head, I was like, I'm not going to watch this. Yeah. Like, well, I don't have time.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know any of these drivers.
Yeah, that's in my head. I was like, what? Oh, Larson, cool. And then I think I've heard of one of the guys, but I was just kind of like,
well, you remember Rico? Time. Rico.
Yeah, Rico Abreu, he raced trucks.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that him. You honestly, there's, I bet if I start throwing out some names, you'd be like, oh, okay, I kind of remember him. Because there are some dudes that try to make it up and then come back down and stuff. It's fun though. Yeah, I'm glad you're watching it. Did you really not like Larson in it, or did you watch it and you're like, oh, Larson's not as bad as I thought he was?
No, I liked Larson in it. I've always liked Larson in the 42 days, man. I was like, come on, Larson. He was like Ross. Like, come on, man, get you one.
Got the 42 Larson koozie right there.
But it's the Hendrick umbrella, Larson. Yeah, where I'm like, now fuck that five car and fuck Larson. Sick of this shit.
Yeah, I never really rocked like Larson cup stuff. That, like I said, this is, this is cup. This is a cool shirt though because it has his sprint car, his wing sprint car, his dirt late model car, and his cup car. I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, it's on the back. It's like a full back.
So I can't see it. Just turn up and stand around for the crowd and the audience in the comments. Yeah, that's sick as fuck. That's badass. I didn't know you were such a Larson fan.
Honestly, I had the Flow Racing car, and I was like, all right, I got to buy that.
Yeah, that's sick as shit, dude.
Yeah. It was the only thing
probably
I saw in the
hauler. Give you one when you walked up and looked at it.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that they hooked me up a little bit, but I was kind of like, hey, Ryan Blaney, he's a Hot Topic Rewards member. Man. Yeah. I guess we could talk about that.
Oh, how does Kevin feel about Barry replacing Kevin? Honestly, dude, I think I was texting my dad today because I was like, it's everything but official.
Thank you, Andy.
I think it's safe to say Barry's going to the four car, and I'm all for it, man. I'm still hesitant. I heard it was Rattlesnake on Bubba's radio. Damn it, Rattlesnake.
Dude, Connor, man, shut the fuck up.
They're going to find me. They've been looking for me all week. I keep getting random calls. I think Barry is probably the best option to replace Kevin in that four car. SHR aside, like replacing big heavy hitter like Kevin, my bias side, I mean, Kevin is Kevin, is like Josh Berry. Hey, the time is now. Like, he's showing he's worthy. He can wheel and deal it. Just these little sub-ins he's doing for all these incapacitated Hendrick drivers. Barry's got it, and he can wheel and deal. You get him in that car for a year or two, I think Barry's the, next. Do I dare say Byron? Like, not age-wise, but skill-wise. Like, I think he could go off. I think he could definitely get some wins. It'd be nice to see him not go to Hendrick's. I know realistically there's not a ride there, but like, hey, branch out and do your own thing, Barry. You don't have to sit here and wait for a Chevy ride. Clearly, it'd be great for Barry's career. I don't know if Stuart Haas like can give him the best equipment,
clearly, yeah, that's what I'm worried
over the
about
past
well.
Couple years, but I think Barry will definitely get every bit out of what they have to give. Like, you'll know where your cars are at. I think it's a solid replacement. Not saying I'm just jumping straight to being a Barry fan, but those options are available. We're negotiating the contracts right now of who I'm going to pull for.
I mean, when you look at his starts versus finishes throughout the entire season, I think it's almost all positive. He's almost always finishes better than where he started. Not to mention his three top tens, including Richmond, which he came in second. So
He's got several top tens, a few starts. I know he's been irrelevant here and there, but hey, yeah. Barely practice, hopping this car, and he's going in top tens.
I'd be curious.
He's outrunning Bubba half of his races.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd be curious to see a points breakdown of just the time when he was racing against active drivers and actually see where he would place, because I think it would actually be decent with three top tens and one of those being P2. So, I think some Chevy team probably wanted him, but there's just nothing available,
No.
I know it was like a week ago, me and you were texting about like where he could go, like possibilities. So it's nice that he did find a place. I was just thinking Chevy, but SHR going forward, man, I don't know. Is it going to be like a Roush,
I'm loyal, but Stuart Haas ain't what Stuart Haas was.
Bowman is irrelevant most of the time when he's not getting three wins.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to judge Bowman because before his injury, he was the points leader.
Exactly.
Bowman was having a career season.
I think
he hadn't won yet, but I don't know, man. It's hard to pinpoint Bowman because I'm just waiting for his month's coming up next month. I'm waiting for that announcement. Bowman can drive. Bowman, he's a wheel man. He's either 25th or he's like top three.
Yeah. What was it? What 2021? I think was like 2 years ago when he got the four wins. Remember that?
Yeah,
he just went off. And
people are like, oh, backing into it. It's like, well, whose cars have
it? I mean, he did, but like he got four fucking wins. It doesn't matter.
Four wins is four wins.
If I look up his stats, he had four
wins. I didn't look at the lap sled.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But,
you'll never see a group of people celebrate a sixth place finish like Bo Paul's fans.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know what? He gets so much hate, like.
Fuck that dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he also has such a passionate fan base that I'm just like, dude, I don't.
They're Noah Gregson worthy.
You what?
At least, like, they're Noah Gregson creep worthy. Like,
maybe worse. They'll explain away any bad situation.
Well, dude, like, he got loose in turn three on lap 49. What did you think he was supposed to do the rest of the race?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
And you know what? Like, how much we hate him. I had my camera out when they came up to interview him, because at the driver intros when he did the cry thing,
yeah,
I was like, I know Bubba Wallace, he's probably gonna be crying. So I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to snap a pic of him, like right after the race, like at least with like a bitter face. And I was gonna be like, who's crying now? But it was probably the best post-race interview I've seen him do.
I thought you were about to lead into a joke with that.
I'm not going anywhere near jokes, dude.
No. I literally thought you were telling a really funny story about how you were trying to take a picture of Bubba after the race and he flicked you off.
That actually would have been better.
I thought you were like, I was standing there after the race trying to get a video of him with his interview, and he got out and just flicked me off right before his interview. I didn't know what to think.
Yeah, and people are like upset about that.
I don't get it. Like,
are people actually upset, or are people just using it as a headline?
No, it was getting annoying because I was like, well, I'm not getting on Twitter today because I'm sick of seeing this crap. People like, all I saw more of people complaining about Bubba Wallace.
Exactly.
And I was like,
dude,
I was like, who fucking cares? People are like, you're triggered by a middle finger. And it's like, who said that? And then people are like, oh, here's old Kentucky Bob pissed off that Bubba flipped off the camera. Like, who fucking cares? I thought it was funny.
He did that, then went and sat on his wife's lap and cried about it.
I thought it was funny. Like, I literally saw that. It was like, I bet. Yeah. In my head, I was like, maybe he was flicking off Blaney or something, like being funny. Like,
yeah,
fuck you, man. Ha ha. And then people were like, who's he flicking off? And people were like, he's flicking off all the racist haters. And I was like, okay, where are y'all going with this? Like,
right.
We can't even, like, breathe after a race without y'all just shoving this shit down our throat.
I know. I listened to Download, and he talked about it. And he was
Dell Jr. was jerking him off.
Yeah, and he was like, man, he goes through so much. Like, nobody.
Y'all just don't know how hard
it is. Kyle got booed, but not like that. And I'm like, yeah, Kyle also didn't call the whole, like, NASCAR fan base racist. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, maybe don't do that.
And yeah, maybe don't call everybody that watches your sport a racist. Like, yeah, that would help me not.
Once again, gaslighting. This is the definition.
Speaking of fucking gaslighting,
we should rename this episode
Gaslighting Bubba Wallace. Dude, that is really him.
Yeah, because they're like, man, he gets so much hate. Y'all really need to lay off. And it's like, yeah, I mean, maybe people have a reason to hate him. Like, maybe people really don't like him. Like, Kyle Busch people hated. And all he did was, like, wreck people and kind of, like, he would whine after races, right? He had a shitty attitude. Like, he never was just like, well, I think, you know, the NASCAR community is just a bunch of dumb rednecks. I think people would have had a valid reason to hate
him. Yeah. Literally, Kyle Busch in his heyday was a little dick baby. But he didn't sit there and go, yeah, you dumb rednecks out here. Like, that would have fucking turned it up.
No, he's like, dude, I have the best fan base. You know,
yeah,
like he's all about that. The Rowdy Nation, like he's like, fuck them. It's us versus them. He's not like all NASCAR.
Yeah, you're all a bunch of dumb hicks.
Yeah, he was like, Rowdy Nation gets it. Y'all on the outside don't get it. So it's like, yeah, he does probably get more hate. But like, let's just not pretend that like what happened didn't happen.
Yeah, I will never forget that. And I will never forgive Bubba Wallace for that.
Yeah,
he can go fuck himself. And I think he's an asshole.
And this is why we'll never get sponsored by anybody serious. yeah, big companies don't like to support shows that say stuff like this. Speaking of which, sorry,
big show.
Brought to you
big
by Yeats.
Companies. Hey, shout out.
Brought to you by Yeats, one company that will put up with
our tolerance. Thick skin over there.
yeah, check him out. Are we rocking the same pair?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've just been leaving these back down here.
Dalton Goods over here. Got some in a case.
The Dalton Goods.
Yeah, 10% off discount code CHAIRGATON at yeatsofficial.com. Check it out. They are cheap. Some of these comments I'm like scared to put up, so I'm trying to read them quickly first.
let me proofread these.
Because it's like Nick and Connor, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. God, what the fuck are they saying? Yeah. Can I put up Connor's? What does he say?
Which one? We're below him when I know he folds.
Bubba acts like we're below him when I know he folds white bread over hot dogs.
That C bun don't miss, boy. I like the logo.
I mean, I've done that too. Let's not play around.
I'm poor white trash.
Exactly. I was just gonna say that too. There's like a lot. I'm saving money on the bun. I just have white bread. That's good enough. It's not ideal, but it happens if you're just
it sucks.
Broke.
I try not to eat hot dogs.
Yeah. Probably not the best. We had a race in North Wilkesboro.
I was literally about to be like, I guess we got a race to talk about.
Last episode, last week, I had a lot of good things to say about North Wilkesboro. We were very excited about North Wilkesboro. I had good stories. We were so pumped, so confident. We were a little nervous about, you know, the track literally just crumbling apart for other, you know.
Which didn't even happen.
Yeah, but man, what do you think? What do you wanna
Where do we start? Okay, so before we jump in this fucking pond, I want to separate the weekend. I want to separate the weekend as this was racing back at North Wilkesboro, and this was the All-Star race.
Okay.
So I want to talk about...
So you're talking about, you're going to separate everything but the cup race? Or, like, are you including the truck race?
I mean, we can talk about the truck and...
Cars.
We talked about it Thursday.
But what I'm saying is, are you including all that?
The racing.
The experience, like, it's back. Or are you including the cup race?
No, I'm throwing that it's back by itself, and I'm throwing the cup race product over here in its own little bubble.
Okay, what about the truck race, cars race?
Well, the cars race was cool, and the truck race was amazing.
Okay.
Cool. I wasn't even going to bring up trucks. Well, I was going to bring trucks in at the end of my cup.
Okay, All-Star rant. Go on.
And so racing at North Wilkesboro was fantastic. It was great to be back at this old Titan, revived from the ashes like a phoenix, and fucking the logos, the fucking paint jobs, the restoration of the track. Fox did a phenomenal job like promoting this.
Yep.
They threw a Hail Mary at it, got it done, and it was so fucking cool. Like, it was just so cool. I had goosebumps watching the national anthem and the starting your engines and pulling out track to the green flag. I was just like, fuck yeah. Like, I was so amped up. Like, I was so pumped up for everything. It was so just – they get the wide shots of the track. I was going to ask you how you felt being there and seeing everything for the prior week and then coming home and watching it on TV. If you're like, oh, I walked right down the stairs.
Yeah, a little bit of that, obviously. My biggest takeaway was like, man, this just – it's just not the same watching
doesn't
on TV.
Do justice.
No, it really doesn't. I tweeted that, I think, right when I was watching it. I was like, it's cool and all, but I was like, boy, this just is not – it's like when you take a photo of something pretty, like the mountains – and you look at the photo and you're like, what the fuck? You can't even see.
Moon?
It looks like little hills.
Oh, look at the moon. It looks amazing.
Oh, my God. It's just like a little pin. Yeah. It's like that. That's how I kind of felt. It was just kind of like, meh.
Meh.
It was just, I wish I would have been back there.
And that in my head, I was like, I bet being there is so fucking awesome right now. And I kind of got annoyed because people were like, oh, look what happens when we take out – when there's less seats. Pillars were out in full force. I saw a group of Amish women crowding.
I don't know where Gunna goes with this shit, man.
I saw people like, see, we don't even need all these seats to have a sellout crowd. And I was like, are you just like stating the obvious, like, number? Are you doing math and like just bragging about it? Like, I don't fucking get this rant. And people are like, wow, this reminds me of the old days. And I'm like, do tell me what your old days were. I want to hear it. Like,
that 2010.
That shit was driving me nuts. Because I was like, yeah, I remember when the grandstands were like this for fucking practice. Like, don't come at me. Where's the Ty Dillon memorabilia?
Where's the Ty Dillon memorabilia?
Our Lord and Savior, Ty Dillon.
I would love some. If somebody has some Ty Dillon shit, send it to me. I'll rock it.
Shout out, Ty. But, dude, all this led, like, just to such a high of, like, emotion and soaking in. And I've never seen a race at North Wilkesboro. So I connected to, like, where this is awesome for the sport and what it is. But I couldn't truly appreciate it as much as, like, an older fan probably could have. Like, I'm more of, like, I know what North Wilkesboro is, but I can't be like, I used to watch races here. This is sick.
Right, yeah.
I'm more like, I've seen a bunch of B-roll clips.
Yeah, right.
So it was still awesome. I totally appreciate it. I totally appreciate everything SMI did. God bless Dell Jr. It was great. But the inevitable downfall of what is NASCAR and what is Fox Broadcast, it was like a sick, twisted movie of like, oh, man, this movie's really good. Oh, shit. No. no, don't go in there. The killer's in there. Don't do it. Like, that's kind of how this fucking show ended. Of goddamn the race. The short track package and the Gen 7 cars. I was utterly fucking surprisingly fast reminded of, we might have a problem here.
Yeah.
I was literally like, I watched like the first 20, 30 laps and was like, I'm not going to say anything.
Dakota, answer this. Would you rather shit your pants or have DW back in the booth full time? You're going to say shit your pants, aren't you?
I was trying to say like, well, is it like one of those like, I'm almost home? Or is it like, oh God, I should drink that coffee.
Like you shit your pants at work.
God damn.
You do get to go home early.
I got a tough bargain here. I got to change drawers at work, man. What you talking about?
You carry pants with you?
Yeah, I got like an emergency bag of clothes I keep in my truck.
For what? When you shit your pants?
No, for when I emergencyly have to go stay out of town.
All right. Fine. I was trying to think of a scenario where you're just like shit out of luck, literally.
No, but I've seen it happen.
What, where you shit your pants?
No, where someone else was like, I gotta go change drawers.
Sure, dude. All right.
I've seen it happen.
It wasn't me.
13 times to be exact.
All right, go on.
But dude, man, it was just such a like fucking bad reminder of, oh my God, the car sucks. The short track package sucks. We tried fixing it. You know, Richmond, I think, was a little bit of hope. And like, yeah, you know, cool. And Phoenix was kind of a buzzkill. Martinsville was a dud. And It was like, dude, what are we doing? To me, it's like shooting blanks. Like, we have such an opportunity. Like, you just go back 6 years ago. Remember, like, oh, fuck, dude, Martinsville, the cutoff race, the playoffs. Just like, oh, who's going to bump who for the win? The Joey Gano Truex race, like all that damn wrecking Elliott, all that just gold, all that raw fucking badass, like, oh shit, bumping runs, beating and banging. Well, like for like 2 years now, we've just null and voided, wrote a blank check for those. Like, we could have had some awesome moments going on into our second year now. Like, we're just like shooting a blank at these races. Like, let's just write that one off as one we won't remember. Let's write this one off as one nothing happened. And it's like, what are we going to do next year? We're just going to do another year of this bullshit. Like Junior said on his podcast where he was like, I'm scared to death for the future of short track racing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we can fix this, but we need to fix it fast.
Yeah, didn't
like,
he specifically bring up Martinsville also?
What the fuck are we doing? He said, yeah. He goes, Martinsville isn't going to last if we just keep racing like this.
Yeah,
like
that's
nobody's going to show up and watch this shit. I literally last year was supposed to go to Martinsville.
Yeah,
ended
I remember
not
that.
Being able to go, and then wasn't mad that I didn't go.
Yeah, because we watched it and we were like, oh, never mind.
Oh yeah, I'm glad I didn't go to that shit. And then like I don't want to go to Martinsville this year at all.
Right?
Because why would I? Why would anyone want to go if this is what we're gonna see?
I've been thinking about it like,
oh, here we fucking go.
It's the perfect amalgamation of kind of what's going on right now in NASCAR, and also should be kind of a warning for what's to come in NASCAR. Oh God, Nathan's in the comments. I don't even want to read it yet because I'm
gonna
go off on a rant. Hold on.
All right, get your rant in, and Nathan's the perfect bring you back
like
down.
Yeah, it's the perfect kind of I don't know representation of I think what's going on. So North Wilkesboro represents the NASCAR fans, what NASCAR was built on, its history, what NASCAR fans want to see, what stock car fans want to see. Not just like late model stock cars, like fans that like American racing, stock cars specifically, this is what we like to see. We like to see short tracks. It's fun. So we got North Wilkesboro back, which is cool, which was a big win for us. Because they've just kind of given us like LA and Chicago. And it just seems like one after another, we're just taking like shit after shit and we're not getting what we want. So this was exciting, which is, I think, what you're referring to about like the whole experience of like we're back. And I felt like NASCAR fans finally felt like they got a win They finally felt like, okay, we're
this is what we wanted. This is what we wanted the whole time.
Yeah, this is all we've been asking for. And the fans, we didn't want fucking showed up. Race. The fans showed up, you know, yes. And those tickets were crazy expensive, and they still showed up. I mean, I was there Monday through Wednesday, and it was crowded then. So the community loved it. It was great. The product on the track, I think we can all agree, except maybe Nathan, which I'll get to in a second, was boring. It was bad because
it was, you know, goddamn terrible.
These cars are not good on short tracks, and this was, you know, with the surface and everything else, it just, their tires, it wasn't good. And Dale Jr. kind of brought it up on his podcast, was like, do we want to take sports cars and put them on short tracks? Because that's what we're doing with these cars and putting them on those tracks.
And then we're wondering why they race like shit.
And the reason I'm saying it's kind of a warning for things to come is like, this is the route we've been going down. This is the route we've been going down for a while. And since I've started this podcast, especially since you've been on it, this is something we've mentioned well before this next gen even came out, was like, hey, everything's indicating that it's going towards road courses. They're not going to be built for short tracks anymore. Like, they want it to be more of a sports car. Yep. And that's what we have. So, you know, just get ready for this. Unless, I mean, they can figure it out.
Literally called this race a dud. He called it lame.
And it was his like, race.
This race was a bomb. Like, this sucked.
And it was his race.
Yeah. And Junior,
I like how he opened up about that.
I loved how, and usually in his show, he bullshits for like a half hour.
Yeah.
And then he'll start talking about, well, this weekend we were at such and such. He opened the episode with like, let's talk about North Wilkesboro. And I was like, oh, he's not happy.
North Wilkesboro was hyped like a fan theory to the end of a huge TV series. And then when it didn't end the way they wanted, I mean, yeah, I guess. But also like Game of Thrones, everybody can agree sucked. Like, the ending did suck. Because it didn't follow fan theories to end Game of Thrones didn't mean it was good. It just still sucked. So I think that's the problem with this.
I had this theory I told you earlier.
Nick just said the final season of Game of Thrones.
There he is. Say it's your birthday weekend. All your friends or family come out. You're all having a great time. You're going out to your favorite steakhouse, and everybody is going to have like a fucking good time. The vibes are good. Your buddy's putting your beers on his tab. Everything's fucking stoked. They're coming out singing you a song. You order your favorite fucking ribeye. You can't wait to eat that bitch. You order it fucking medium rare, and you are just can't wait to eat this badass dinner you had on your birthday. And they bring out your steak, and it's cooked well done. And this steak is awful. This steak's not what you wanted. It's not what you were expecting. And it goddamn doesn't taste good.
And it's ruined the whole event.
It ruined the steak. It ruined your night. It ruined the whole fucking dinner because, hey, you were really looking forward to that steak, and now the steak sucks.
You'd be like driving home with your wife, and she's like, well, I mean, it was still a fun night. Your friends were there. Yeah, we had drinks.
You know.
And you're like, yeah, that's true. But like, it pissed me off about
it was
the steak.
A good time. I wish my steak was better.
It pissed me off about the steak. And like, the night could have been better if my steak just came out right.
That's what North Wilkesboro brought us. And it wasn't the track's fault, I would say. I heard all these like, if they just paved a groove or did this and that. Like, no. Let's address the fucking elephant in the room.
Right.
It's the goddamn car.
Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be such a consensus of like, when we go to short tracks, it's boring, right?
And I really, really fucking hate this because we've been riding this tidal wave of fucking high of badass races the last couple weeks.
I've eaten that steak.
Yeah. Yeah. No, with my damn algorithm lined up.
Also, we've seen good short track racing. So we know what it tastes like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had a good steak.
It's like I've been to this restaurant before and they've made me a good steak. Like, it does exist.
Yeah.
It's just they're fucking it up now. Whatever they're doing, the recipe's different. They're fucking it up.
The chef sucks. They got a new chef and he sucks.
Yeah, they got a new. You know what? The last time I was here was like 30 some odd years ago. The chef's gone now. It's a different place, man.
We had such good races going in this, and we're like, and now we're going to North Wilkesboro, and then the Coke 600, and now
we
it's
so
like,
hyped, dude.
I'm trying to just like, okay, had a little speed bump in the road. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the Coke 600 this weekend. Let's get the fucking train back on the tracks. Steak was cooked with different equipment.
Steak was cooked with different
equipment. She is not
sloppy steaks,
lying.
Dude.
Oh, dude.
All right, my steak's up as banana. Connor, dude.
He's not lying. Bananas.
God damn it, Connor.
I love Connor.
Yeah.
Oh. But dude, it just I wanna say, hey, blame the car. It was a little rough. Let's just take it for what it was. Let's come back here next year and hope we address some of the issues. Re-rack them, run it back, and let's see. I hope we put on a better show. I also
think
that's
the only thing we can do right now. Yeah.
Also, leaning on Nathan's fucking opinion, I think the format wasn't that flawed, but we expected the format to be good with cautions that we never got.
Yeah.
I think everybody kind of expected that. Ooh, short track, it all-star. Like Bristol. When they had the all-star at Bristol, and it was like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we expected sock 'em, bock 'em, fucking, what would you do for $10? It's like, yeah, I think we expected this, like, there's going to wait till somebody takes some tires and somebody stays out. Well, no, the end of that happened. Larson got a 13-second lead, and just we waited for it to end.
Yeah, I agree with this. Nobody that was there came home.
Touche,
going.
Touche, fast car.
That's
yeah,
true.
I don't think anybody was mad that went there. I asked some of my friends that went, and they asked Vince. I said, so, man, what'd you think? And he said, the most boring goddamn race I've ever seen in my life. However, North Wilkesboro was amazing.
Right.
I mean, what? I don't even, like, how do you, you know.
Well, and it wasn't that long either, so, like, if it was, like, a longer race, that would have been absolutely brutal. So it helps that it was such a short race.
Well, I heard like if that was a 400 miler, that would have really turned some interesting strategies. And I was like, I don't want to watch 400 laps of that.
Yeah,
I don't.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Yeah. At what like what lap does it finally get into?
Yeah, Larson's got second, only three laps down. If he gets the lucky dog here, I'm good. When the race was over, because remember we got offered tickets.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, we couldn't make it logistically. And when the race was over, I was sitting in my chair, like watching it. And I was like, I am so glad I'm not leaving this racetrack right now. Like, I'm so glad I'm sitting in my living room.
Have you asked anybody that was there about parking and like the situation like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I asked Race Car Revival. She said traffic wasn't shit. She said they sat in like, you know, bumper to bumper getting out of there for like 45 minutes. And once they got on the road, everybody was going.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they did well then.
Race Car Revival, add on in the comments if you want. Let us know how traffic was getting in and out of there, because she ran up there that morning and she said it was fucking awesome. So the race sucked, I think.
Yeah.
give us your opinion. But yeah,
That's good.
I still think it was probably amazing. It was like, I don't know. It had to be like, you know, come see the Titanic float again. And it's like, oh, but it's docked at port.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're like, well,
yeah, do
it's
something.
Not really. It's not really floating. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say. I know Denny talked about in his podcast how they could fix the tire.
Yeah, I don't. I think do we play with the tires? Do we play with the car?
Yeah, so is it just the tire? Like, is it that simple? But, like, Junior was talking about
how
the
tires will start.
Junior is like, no, there's so much more to the car that we need to change.
When I always reflect back to this memory. Do you remember Come and Take It, Cooler Gate, Nashville?
Yeah, like I designed those shirts, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying remember those days?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember me, Nathan, and Justin ran up to Nashville.
Yep.
And they were like out in the midway. They were debuting the next gen. They had, I was fine.
Traffic
really
was
had
fine.
It
they really
got
had
booed
it worked
for jumping
out
on a tram too early, but fuck them.
We got booed for jumping on a tram too early.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, girl. Keep that skull, baby.
Yeah, booed by who? Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck them. Give them the Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, exactly.
Finger salute. Like the Bubba Wallace salute. I remember we were in the midway. And I remember we went to like the Ford Expo. They had all these Ford cars and stuff. And they had a next gen
Ford. Damn it, Dakota. Damn it, Dakota. Damn it, Dakota. Damn it, Dakota. I'm just going to fucking chant this every time.
Am I still lagging?
Damn it, Dakota.
Am I lagging?
Put it in the comments. Is he lagging?
God damn it.
I need a damn it, Dakota, if he was lagging.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can I can anyone now. Hear me? Yeah, you're back.
Oh, I would say it was still fine on mine. Hey, it was doing pretty good, to be honest, for 40 minutes in. So the car was sitting there spinning, and I remember seeing it, and we were like, dude, what the fuck? This car looks insane. Like, it looks so good. Like, the car looked badass. Damn it. And it was like, wow, this car is fucking sick. And then I was thinking, like, wow, I never in my head thought, like, I wonder what it's going to race like.
Yeah, they did look cool.
In my head, I was like, dude, this car looks sick. Like, are they seriously going to race these? Like, what the fuck? But it never crossed my mind, like, in 2 years from now, am I going to be bitching about the racing of this thing?
Yeah. I remember when they first came out, we were like, holy shit, these look cool.
Yeah, when we went to Daytona Garage, we're like, dude, these. Well, they really get you in the garage and they crank them.
And you can hear it. Oh man. Yeah.
So look good, mean. Sound good. I mean, she might be a 10, but she don't act like one. That's kind of where I'm at with these cars. A bad personality comes down a couple notches, and that's what these cars are.
Well, and I mean, I know you were talking about a little bit ago. Some people were saying, well, it was the track. I mean, I know that Cup was the last ones to race on the surface, and that will affect it some, but truck race
was phenomenal. That was an amazing truck race. The Cars Tour was amazing. I don't want to hear, oh, that's why they left here. I saw people saying that. Like, well, these races used to suck anyway. And it's like, no.
We literally,
we
once
put
again,
on some great races rolling into this All-Star.
Once again, gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
Right, trying to make me think that I didn't just watch a goddamn good race here. I did. Yeah. I just watched it. I know there's good racing that can be done here. I know that the fans showed up and loved this place. So I don't want to hear about why. I know why they left. I know why they left when they did. They left because they wanted to get new markets.
Yeah.
That's when they built.
They turned their back on their fucking.
They built the track in Texas then, you know, Kansas, Kentucky. Like, that's when they started doing that expansion.
Well, I think it was Denny's podcast who brought it up too. He was like, Darlington, we had Rockingham, Charlotte, Bristol, Martinsville, fucking Atlanta. Dega's not far. He said you had so much fucking saturation of the market in of close proximity. North Wilkesboro is, you know, something had like we're going out new markets. Rattlesnake, tell us about the best set of tits and ass you saw. Oh my god.
It's really weird that Connor would talk about his mom like that. That's the only thing about, you know. Connor. Like, it's okay for me to talk about your mother like that, but for you to bring it up, dude, it's just kind of weird, mom jokes, man.
I can't say mom jokes. I never have because I don't believe in them, but I thought that was funny. However, you know, some people don't have moms.
Okay. Don't fucking ruin my jokes. Don't come and ruin mine. This is not even directed at you. This is directed at Connor.
You know why I never said mom jokes? Because I was like, I'd be offended if someone said that about my mom.
Yeah, but I don't. So let me say it about Connor's mom.
To each their own. But, dude, I don't know, man. The truck race was great. We put on great races here. Hey, don't tell me it was, like, we put on great races all week, and then All-Star was the worst one of them all. The upper echelon spectacle was
dude,
the
look
worst.
Look at Connor's comment.
That's what I.
Oh god damn!
Yeah, it's getting real out here. You're a piece of shit.
I've been way more of a piece of shit than that, so I don't care.
Oh yeah, I've seen you do way worse. Hey, but dude, we had a winner pick. I had Logano bust. You had Larson. Who would have thought Larson would have won?
I know, man.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was jealous when you got Logano because I thought that was the best pick. But
yeah, and when Larson or when Logano didn't do anything, I was like,
Young Money. Man,
I was like, this Logano fucking winning all the new tracks is a fucking bust.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't really say
bullshit.
That anymore.
Yeah. Clearly it doesn't. The horseshoe has fell out. But you want to rate this dumbass race? I'm very scared for what I'm about to give this thing.
You want to rate this dumbass race? Did you see Logano's video after he won?
Of what? Won what?
Not Logano. Sorry, Larson. We were just talking about Logano.
Talking about the Twisted Tea thing?
No. Well, yeah, it was part of that. It was that, like, they were playing the Amelie.
No, I didn't see that at all.
You didn't see that video?
Someone honestly might have sent it to me, and I was like, yeah, Larson.
It was on my story. I'm gonna send it to you.
All right, send it to me.
Dude, it's such a sick video. I don't know how you didn't see this thing. All right, what you go ahead and rate it while I find this thing.
Well, I was looking for the video. We're waiting for you to send it. Okay, I guess I didn't have the volume on, so I just saw like Larson waving a flag and was like, cool. Did you send it to me?
No,
it sounds sick as shit.
I know, I love this song. Yeah, I haven't heard it since I was a kid.
No, I heard this song the other day. Okay, okay, this is actually awesome. Who edited this?
I don't know, but it's fire, right?
I'm gonna lap the field. You know, it'd been better if he threw middle fingers when he got out of the car.
Yeah, but the Amelie song and shit, like, is perfect. And his Young Money.
Yeah, yeah, that's badass. Badass. Great editing. And if I'm Andy from Fast Car, I'm like jerking off to this. I'm gonna be fucking
sharing that down the geezer in the sands in Daytona. Dude, if you're
an old dude, don't
fuck with me.
I hate old people.
I won't fuck with you if you're a bigger guy than me, but if you're old and weak,
but if you're little, if you're little and smaller,
if you are a child, a woman, an elderly,
you don't stand a chance.
You are fucked, dude. I'm so much bigger and stronger than you. You're done.
I'm so much bigger and stronger than they are.
It's easy. Okay.
I'm train on these hoes.
Martinsville. I know, right? Now I got because of that video. I went and listened to like the Carter 3 because I was fuck yeah.
When me and Ronnie are drinking, I'll put that on because like that. Or like I know that's like the high school smoking playlist. And
it was. Yeah, it was big time.
So I always put that shit on.
We have the same. Yeah.
And Ronnie will be like, oh, fuck, dude, I heard this.
Yeah.
Or in a minute. And I'll be like, yeah, I know you'd like it.
Starts with the fucking lighter. You're like, oh, shit. Okay, so Martinsville, I gave a 4-0. You gave a 4-2. I'm just kind of looking at, like, random lower ones. Richmond, I gave a 7-2. You gave an 8-1.
I have one more thing to add about Northwest Brown.
Okay, what's up?
Larson came out. The video reminded me. Larson came out and said, that's an old school ass whooping right there. Yeah. That was an old school ass whooping. There's nothing wrong with an old school ass whooping. Mm-hmm. I say that all the time. Hey, sometimes we're going to get those races where the best car goes out there and spanks the field. And I'm all for that. But this was the goddamn all-star race. This was the one hot summer night fucking show of what would you do for $1 million? This was the fucking... lay it all on the line. If you got a grudge, show it here.
Yeah, fuck, right. Go fuck yeah, no mom. Points. It's just money.
Lay it all out.
Yeah.
So this was not the place for us to be having old school ass whoopings. This wasn't the time, in my opinion. I just thought, like, hey, this is going to be I wanted a fucking rager short track race. I know we didn't get it, but it's like, I didn't want an old school ass whooping race. I know you can't always like you can't sort of predict these things, but goddamn, it was really sour. It was like, oh, what is that? I don't want to eat that anymore.
You know what? I should have done before this race rating is I should have went and rewatched like Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix really still. I still got a hole in my heart for Phoenix because Kevin was leading with like six to go.
Yeah, but it was a bad one.
Phoenix was better than this.
I mean Vegas. I don't know why I was saying Phoenix. I was looking at the word Phoenix. I meant Vegas. Vegas was bad. And yeah,
Willie B won, right?
I don't even was it? Yeah, it was.
Willie B won. I've been writing the winners down here.
And Denny was talking about how it was what did they bring the same as they did in Vegas? The tires or something like that?
No, Denny said this was the same tire they ran at Phoenix.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Oh, in Phoenix. All right.
Yeah. You went Phoenix, then you said Vegas, then you said Phoenix.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
I'm a little drunk.
Well, I'm just trying to think
Modelo of Modelo Negros.
I'm just trying to think of other like bad races from this year. And like how do I compare it to those? You know, is it better or worse? That's where I'm at.
Comparing
right
this to Martinsville, and goddamn, they're close.
Yeah. Was it better than Martinsville? I say yes.
I think it being North Wilkesboro bumps it above Martinsville.
That's the thing.
If this just like was some new track, or like just say take North Wilkesboro out of it, this is the bottom of the barrel.
And it was boring, but it was only 200 laps. You know what I mean? So it was like, you know,
yeah,
it wasn't the worst. We had like a break in between another
race.
What
killed me? Well, I mean, Fox, God, zoom out for once in your life.
Oh my God, dude, just give us.
But they kept going. They kept going. They got another set of tires in the pits. They got fresh tires in the pits.
Why don't they
think about the strategy? Was Reddick, Bubba, and Larson, that quick caution at lap 15 or whatever, they pit, took tires.
What was that?
Stayed out. And they all three drove through the field straight to the lead and stayed there the rest of the race.
Yeah, but what? Am I tripping or did Bubba only get two tires?
You're tripping. No, I think it was at the end. Was it at the end?
Oh, that might have been. Yeah. Yeah.
Bubba took two or something. Either way, and still stayed up there.
The brawl in the sands was fun, yeah.
Yeah, Moonhead fucking, he was already Moonhead, but y'all dang, his fucking little video got fucking viraled out.
Up. Yeah, it's already Moonhead, exactly.
Yeah,
he's already super
fast. Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. He said, well, no, because he said, the guy in the white shirt's going to the slammer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was where I was like, okay, that was really funny. Yeah, I've always wondered that. I mean, well, I wonder these things, and then I hang out with you, and I'm like, oh, okay. But I'm like, how do you get so mad at a random fucking sporting event to where you want to fight somebody? Like, you paid money to be here.
You're serious?
You're leaving? No, I get defending your honor.
Dude, there's a good chance at any sporting event.
I can name five reasons right now.
Yeah. What?
But I'm saying, like, I'm more of like, hey, I spent a lot of money to be here. I don't want to go home early. Like,
yeah, that's a lot more level headed.
Well, the race was so bad, these guys were dying to get out. They're fighting mad to get out of there.
That, I mean, yeah, you're more level headed. You're a better person than me. Yeah, I get it. I probably would have been doing the same thing.
I'm a psycho. Yeah, I'm a psycho about different things, I think. I don't know. There's certain. I got a story to tell you after the show. Remind me, I got a story to tell you.
All right, what are you going to rate this thing?
You ready?
Yeah.
4-3.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm in the fours as well, but I am above you, and I was just trying to kind of figure out how far up I wanted to go. I'm going to go 4-6.
Ooh.
Yep.
I'll take it.
I was going to be above 4-5. I just felt it was an upper fours for me. I don't know. Maybe Nathan will be surprised. Because I have been bitching. I've been nothing but bitching about it. But it's like, I don't know. It wasn't the worst thing.
I still am like, I can't wait for them to bring this back next year.
Okay. So this is what I was going to mention, or I was going to ask you. You get this again next year. No repave. You're kind of, maybe they're going to bring some different tires or something. But really, you're going to get the same product as you did this year. Or they'll go to Texas. Which one are you taking?
I'll take North Wilkesboro all day.
Exactly. So I think at the end of the day, I don't want to be like too harsh because you know what? We had Texas last year, and this I think was a little better than that. Because if nothing else, it was North Wilkesboro, and that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That was all day better than anything.
Crazy ass Texans can't respect their elders. That's why there's no old people in Texas. It's because we kill them.
You're still pissed.
It's because we kill them because they're old. Weak,
and you're still pissed,
dude. I'll fuck that guy right now.
The gang's still hot. The gang's still hot.
We're all ready to
bash a beer over that old handicapped man's head.
Whatever, dude. Stop telling stories about me beating up elderly and crippled people. Okay, should we do picks?
Coke 600. Should we even like bring up the Coke 600?
I mean, here's the deal. We're
America,
about to have.
Baby.
An incredible Sunday.
Two-time champs.
So it's Memorial Day. So you may or may not have Monday off, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Monday off. Fuck yeah, Memorial.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. World War One.
Veteran.
So that's cool. We're going to have Monday off, but we get the Indy 500 and the Coke 600, which, by the way, was an incredible race last year. So if it should be incredible this year. I don't know why it wouldn't. I think this package is going to work great there. I don't see any reasons why I shouldn't have high expectations.
So, well, I'm a little concerned because I was going to go to this race. I was trying to swindle you into going to this race.
Unbiased.
And it looks like we're going to have a fucking wet one here this weekend. Yeah. It's 80% on Saturday and 80% on Sunday.
We just got to pray for sunshine, man.
And it's like pray for that sunshine. Rest RIP Dolph. I think we might have a Monday race, and it's supposed to rain Monday. And I don't want to say, because nothing, dude, like, this is one of the coolest weekends of, it's always like, it's just a cool little chair. Only Indy race I fucking watch is the Indy 500.
100%. I think most NASCAR fans will agree with you.
The last 2 years, I watched it on my iPad in my truck sitting at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And, yeah. So and I always have to talk to you about it
because,
yeah.
I'm kind of annoyed because I'm going to go to Charlotte. I'm going to Charlotte Sunday. And now I'm kind of like, well, I think I'll be a fool to go up there. It'd be a waste of time and money. And I was really looking forward to hanging out with Fast Car Boys too. Shout out. I'm kind of bummed, but I'm also like, well, you know what I'll get to do Sunday? I'm going to sit my ass down and watch the Indy 500 on my fucking big ass TV.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm looking forward to watching the Indy 500. And it's always like, ooh, all right. Let me revamp, eat, get another beer. Coke 600's coming on in an hour. Like, 100%. Let's fucking do this.
It's a full day of racing.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I'm not watching Monaco F1. Not doing it. So
I put it on last year just because I was like, I'm spending the whole day watching racing. It's on. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was like really early, right? Because it was the first race.
Yeah, it's in Monaco.
So I think it was like in the morning. So I'm not doing anything else, you know? So I'm like, all right. And I think I watched like a minute of it and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
So I might have it on the TV, but honestly, I might just boycott it altogether, not even give them the viewership.
Even participating with that crap.
I'm not gonna give them the viewership. You gotta put together a good product on the track for me to even want to tune in.
So
the Indy 500 puts on a good product.
It is so good, dude. Like it's third Daytona 500.
I've tried to watch other Indy races and I'm just kind of like, eh. But the Indy 500 is so good.
Well, I think on DBC, they've been falling off the rails lately. But
I can barely watch.
They were saying too. They said, I think a lot of Indy drivers ask them if they'd rather win the championship or the Indy 500.
That was Denny. That was Denny. I just listened to that his podcast before we did ours.
They all blend together.
Well, I mean, maybe they did it too. But Denny did say, because he was comparing it to Daytona 500. And he was like, when you ask some NASCAR guys, some Cup guys, you know, it's a tough decision. Daytona 500.
Yeah, what would you rather win?
Championship. He was saying it's probably the same thing with Indy. It's like, would you rather win? Although I think it's more for Indy because
I think
the rest of the season doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. This is the goddamn Indy 500.
Like, honestly, if I'm a driver, I'd rather win a NASCAR championship than Daytona 500. I get it. But if you get one under your belt, then it's like, okay, cool. But I don't know. I mean, when you look back, you think of like who has the most championships, how many championships does that guy have? You know, I think I'd rather go with the championships. But when it comes to IndyCar, name another race, you know?
Yeah.
You literally name a race.
This is their Kentucky Derby, you know?
That's true.
Tell you, me and you are sitting here talking, we don't even watch Indy. And we're sitting here like, I can't wait to watch the Indy 500.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a tradition.
We're going to, you know, tune in for 600, hopefully on Sunday night. That's what I said. I said, if I go up to Charlotte, I guarantee it rains all day. If I don't go, I guarantee the motherfucker starts on time.
Don't go so that we can actually get racing in.
And then crank out 600 big ones for USA. God damn. God bless Connor. We need to get Connor back on the show with all these hot
takes. Yeah, that's true, man. Come back on.
But, dude, yeah, it's going to be a great day of racing. The best race of the race year last year.
Yep.
We've had some bangers the last couple weeks, minus North Wilkesboro, I'm not trying to hold the bar so high Because it's going to be hard to beat last year's race. That was just a
fucking
bombshell of a race.
It was so good from start to finish.
I hope we just get something close of awesome.
Dude, like, that was 600 miles of entertainment last year.
Yeah. I hope we get a banger race again. And I know it doesn't have to be as fucking miraculous as that was, but I hope it's still a really good race.
Because if I'm not mistaken, it was Indy 500 is before Coke 600, right?
Yeah, it's like at 1 o'clock, and then
yeah. Because the Indy 500 was really good, and I was like, "Oh, that sucks!" Like for NASCAR, that's gonna overshadow, you know, the Coke 600, and then the Coke 600, yeah. And I was like, "Holy shit, dude!
What a day!
That was such an incredible day of racing." I'm hoping for the same thing.
I watched Race Hub earlier today as I was like stupering away, and Race Hub was just playing the highlights of like last year.
Nice.
They're like, just to show.
Damn it!
How wild the 600 miles is, and like she was racing, and it looked like it was what? Am I lagging?
Yeah, it's cool.
Damn
you're
it,
back.
Am I still lagging?
Yeah, you're back. You're back.
They were showing the highlights of last year's race, like every 600's like this, and this is what they all look like, and like
I mean,
they
of
were
course
like,
they're gonna.
They're like 600 miles at Charlotte's, no joke. And like,
gaslighting.
They were showing the 17 flipping and Briscoe wrecking going for it. And I was like, come on. I was like, you know how boring my first 600 was? Larson led almost every fucking lap. And there was stage cautions.
It's gaslighting,
like,
dude.
I was bored
trying
out of my goddamn
trying to
mind.
Pretend like this is the best race of the year every year.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. I'm not holding the bar too high, but I got a standard from going off last year.
I honestly think I'm going to rename this episode Gaslighting.
That's great. That's a good thing. Is the only good thing this goddamn car has been doing is on mile and a half, and we're going to the Mecca of Charlotte,
exactly.
Home track. Let's go ahead and get some underdog picks underway. You got the winner last week, so you get to go first.
Well, I picked, I picked Ryan Preece, I think, last year, right? Or last week.
We didn't pick an underdog last week.
Oh, but remember, I was like, if we
pick
did,
open
it
winners.
Been, it
yeah.
I don't know. Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Ooh.
Just off the top of the dome.
I don't know if you've seen the paint scheme, but I'm going with the goddamn six car because it looks amazing.
Yeah.
The paint scheme looks good. I think I'm going to pick Brad K every week as my
underdog. Three looks good, but they've run it before.
Yeah, God, you remember his Coke 600 car?
That Patriot scheme? Dude,
God.
Yeah.
You should get that diecast if you don't have it. Like
Actually, I do.
You do?
Yeah, it's a small one. Because
that's one of my favorite all-time paint schemes.
Yeah,
like,
I got it right
that car looked amazing. Like, insane. That car made me want to go to battle, dude.
What are the small diecast ones?
164s.
Yeah, I have, like, five 164 Austin Dillons up there. That people have like gifted me, and so that's one of them. Which, if you're an Austin Dillon fan, that's like that is the paint scheme that you have to get.
That's the paint scheme.
Dude. Yeah.
God, that car was. So
yeah,
sexy.
I know. I fucking love it, man.
Bring back good three schemes.
Honestly, I'm worried about Austin moving forward because
I think I've.
When's the last you've heard about him? You know, you don't even hear about him anymore. Even when they weren't running well.
Last time I heard about him was Daytona 500 when he wrecked trying to push
Kyle. Even when he wasn't running well, though, every single week, RCR at least was like promoting the shit out of him. And I get that they have Kyle Busch now, but I haven't heard a lick about him. And I'm just kind of like,
Kyle Busch fan.
What's that mean? Yeah. I mean, have you seen all the 8 merch I've been buying?
Dude, I'm just saying, I think you give it a year or two. You put Austin Hill in that three car, and I guarantee it gets better finishes.
I'll be an Austin Hill fan. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They'd have to put somebody. They'd have to put somebody in the three car that I just despise for me to no longer cheer for it.
This will become the RCR podcast.
Yeah, I love RCR. I love Chevy, and I've been riding with them for a while now, so I'm just sticking with them. They'd have to put somebody in there I just hate, and I don't think there is a driver that I wouldn't cheer for if they put in the three. So
yeah,
Austin Hill would be great. I'd love to have him in there.
Yeah, I would love that. I think that would be a great financial investment.
What's your underdog pick?
Oh, I get the six. Now you go with your primary.
Shit, you're right. Oh, it's my pick again. You know who I'm feeling?
Kyle Larson.
No, although it's not a bad pick. I'm feeling Willie B.
I think a Hendrick Carr wins.
Yeah.
Lock that in. I think a Hendrick Carr wins.
You think Bowman coming back?
No, hell no, not here. I think he has a top 10 day, maybe 10th.
Don't say Chase Elliott. Don't give him a win.
I don't want to say it. I picked him a couple weeks ago, actually, at Dega. I think Larson's going to win, to be honest, with all this momentum.
Back-to-back, huh?
I think he will, but he's not my pick. Going with the 8 car.
Hey!
Finished second here. I picked the 8 a bunch this year, honestly. He was second here last year. He's always good at Charlotte, but the 600 always plagued him. And the one year he finally got it was the year Dalton was there.
Yeah.
Dalton's always told me that. It's like the one year Kyle won it, Dalton was like Dalton's first 600 or something. And,
Is Dalton going this year?
No.
Well, I don't know if he's going to win.
But I think he'll be fast. I hope he's fast. I don't know. They've been kind of up and down.
Yeah, it's with RCR, it's so hard, dude. Some days they just show up hard and they're fucking them. Both.
Darlington,
so
he was fast as shit. Never really kind of flexed. He was in like third and fourth, second at times. I think, and this is such a long race too. Is like the top five in the first 200 miles may not be the top five in the last 200 miles or last 300 miles. I don't know, man. This race is always like just when you think you've got. Well, we've seen guys go out there and do good old school ass whoopings. We've seen old school ass whoopings at the 600, and we've also seen wild, crazy 600s. But I think that does it for another episode of this badass show.
Remember, I said last week I was like, "Oh yeah, I should play some music while we do our picks."
Yeah,
I totally
keep
forgot.
It playing.
Well,
keep
I'm trying to playing. Find a good one.
I like the last one.
Did you?
Yeah.
What about I'm
signing that? Off?
No, I didn't like it.
I don't like that one.
You don't like this? Hold on. It's got to start.
Oh, that's better. Ooh, yeah. Oh. Brought to you by All Wall Bugs. Available in All Wall Bugs.
Available, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you.
Remember Chappelle's Show?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for joining, everybody. It's been a great episode. I'm a little lit. North Wilkesboro, we'll see you again. Go to 600. Hope we have a badass race. Enjoy your Sunday of fucking phenomenal racing. Hopefully we get this in. Hopefully the rain stays away. Sorry, I'm not going to be there. I was going to be there. Bummer. But the show goes on.
Peace.
Send her off.